Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale Saturday, June 13th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites, most all breeds in volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com. For more information, call 580-309-0711.
Well, the latest update from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission shows harvest is taking place throughout the state of Oklahoma. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission gives us an update.
We are rolling across the state of Oklahoma from the Oklahoma-Texas border on up into central Oklahoma as far north as areas of Bison and Marshall. Moving forward, I think, if we can continue to get 4 or 5 days of dry weather, I think we'll be harvesting, from both ends of the state, and, things are looking better as we move further north. Certainly not going to be, the crop we thought we were going to have prior to the late freezes on April 15th. And we certainly are seeing a lot of damage, a lot of freeze damage in southwest, south central Oklahoma. Certainly going to impact producers in that region, but I'm hopeful as we get north, things are starting to look better, and if we can get it out, it's not going to be a complete total loss for the state.
Schulte said so far it looks like the state's around 8% complete.
I'd say we're right at that 8% number. Certainly in southwest Oklahoma, we're not going to have as much harvested because a lot of it has been laid down for hay. A lot of it has been abandoned. In fact, in Granfield, I think if we can continue through the weekend with the next 4 or 5 days, I think harvest will pretty much be wrapped up around the Granfield and Altus area. There is a region in the state, as you get, like on up into Lawton and Apache regions, the crop just really is not ready yet. And the same would really go just what we're hearing around Hinton and Sentinel and Rocky. They are taking in wheat at Sentinel and Rocky right now, but, it's really been a slow go because producers on what they're able to harvest on their earlier wheat, they're pulling into some fields and the moisture's just not ready.
Your next harvest report by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission will be coming up on Monday, June the 8th. Well, U.S. Secretary of Ag Sonny Perdue announced the USDA Farm Service Agency, FSA, has already approved more than $545 million in payments to producers who have applied for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. FSA began taking applications May the 26th, and the agency's received over 86,000 applications. In the first 6 days of the application period, FSA has already made payments to more than 35,000 producers. Out of the gate, the top five states for CFAP payments were Illinois, Kansas, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and South Dakota. New customers seeking one-on-one support with the CFAP application process are welcome to call a USDA employee at 877-508-8364. They'll be able to offer you general assistance. You've got farm news on Ron.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.